we are entering a critical week in the battle to suppress COVID-19 here. The health authorities and the medics on the front line expect the surge in cases to happen over these 2 weeks, but nothing is certain. So the pressure on our health system could be overwhelming if we all don't continue to stay at home, keep our distance and wash our hands. There was an 8% rise in the number of confirmed cases yesterday, 390, bringing the total to 4,994. There was a 15% rise in deaths, 21 more people have died, bringing the total to 158 in the Republic. On the whole island, 221 people have now died and there are just over 6,000 cases north and south. We are joined by our correspondent Orla O'Donnell. Orla, how are the health authorities here planning to increase their efforts to suppress the virus?
Yes, as you say, it's a week where everyone involved wants to see some signs that what people are doing in Ireland is working. And the Chief Medical Officer, Tony Houlihan, was on Twitter yesterday urging people to keep it going, saying we need to flatten the curve even more than we have. The HSE gave quite an extensive briefing yesterday and outlined some of the measures that are being taken and will continue to be taken. They are saying they are confident they're going to be able to do 4,500 tests for COVID-19 per day this week. They had been doing 2,000 to 2,500. That went down to 1,500 a day with the shortages they had in terms of the reagent for processing tests in laboratories. But they're now saying they're going to be able to do 4,500. They're sending swabs to Germany, to a laboratory there, and the first 2,000 results are back from there. Now, they did say that the supply of this reagent is going to continue to be a challenge, a very significant worldwide challenge. They say they're negotiating with firms in Ireland about getting a supply. And Paul Reid, the chief executive of the HSE, said they had secured a supply from other international markets, but until they actually get it, they won't be sure of the quality. They need to risk assess it and quality assure. And he said that would happen at the end of the week. We've heard also that the first community assessment hubs will be opening. These will be hubs based in primary care sites, and they'll be accepting patients during the week. The HSE that said that 12 to 15 of these will be in place by the end of the week. They'll be open 7 days a week, 8 to 8. People will be referred by a GP. It's for people who GPs feel they need, may feel that they need a clinical intervention. The first hubs are due to open, I think, in Letterkenny, Kenny, Galway, Cork, Wicklow, Drogheda and Athlone. And the goal is, again, to try and keep people out of hospital, to try and treat people in the community and to keep the peak that the health services and the acute services are going to have to deal with down.
What are the numbers in hospital at the moment, Orla? Because RTÉ has seen the contents of an internal HSE document which details the number of cases in each of our acute hospitals. Will you go through them for us?
Yes, well, the figures show that as of 2 o'clock on Saturday, these figures are based on those figures, on that timeline. They show that Beaumont Hospital in Dublin was the hospital in the country with the highest number of confirmed cases of COVID-19, 110 cases. It was followed by St James's in Dublin at 83, the Mater at 76, Talla Hospital, the adult side of Talla Hospital at 72, St Vincent's Hospital at 68, Connolly Hospital in Blanchardstown at 54. Now, after those Dublin hospitals, the hospital with the next highest number of cases was Cavan with 33 cases, followed by Letterkenny at 27, Limerick at 25, Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital at 24, Naas at 21, Cork University Hospital at 19 and Galway at 18.
And what's the picture in our intensive care units at the moment?
Yeah, so those are figures, as I say, of at 2 o'clock on Saturday. Now, the HSE gave us the most recent statistics yesterday morning in relation to a hospital. And according to their figures, as of yesterday morning, there were 794 people in hospital with COVID-19. Of those, 142 were in intensive care. Now, there were also 139 people in intensive care who do not have COVID-19, who have other conditions. So that's a total of 281. The HSE said at that point that there were still 109 acute beds still available. It's clear from those figures that the intensive care units in Dublin in particular are under pressure, but there are beds available, and the HSE want to encourage people who need to go to hospital, perhaps for other reasons. They are concerned that people are not going when they need to go, and they want to encourage other people, people with other conditions who may be scared to go into hospital, to go. The HSE also said that they are trying to scale up to have 800 acute hospital beds in the public sector, so 800 beds which would have ventilators countries and would be able to treat the sickest patients. But they said that the challenge was training staff to be able to man those beds.
Yeah, ICU beds being critical at the moment. 109 ICU beds available at the moment. And that document, that internal document, Orla, had also some interesting detail in the numbers of people who are in hospital being treated for COVID-19, but who haven't actually had a positive test result yet.
But according to the document, there were, as again on Saturday afternoon, there were 608 people in hospital with suspected COVID-19, 28 in critical care units. So 608 people who were waiting results of tests. Of the tests that have been carried out for COVID-19. Limerick Hospital had 69 patients with suspected COVID-19. Beaumont had 49, Vincent's in Dublin had 46, and Mayo had 46. And that's as of Saturday afternoon.
Okay, we'll leave it there for now. Orla, thank you so much. Orla O'Donnell there, our correspondent, following those briefings from the HSE and the health authorities. 20 past 8.